12 after 6, let's get straight into it. So the proposed acquisition of Burger King South Africa by private equity fund, ECP Africa, has been blocked by the Competition Commission. ECP Africa intended to acquire Burger King South Africa and Grand Foods meat plant from Grand Parade Investments. The commission, though, found that the merger would lead to a significant reduction in the shareholding of historically disadvantaged persons in the target firm from more than 68% to 0%. Let's speak now to Soria Hay, Head of Corporate Finance at Bravura. Soria, thank you very much for your time this evening. Perhaps let's start with a bit of context, just to make us understand how the commission would come to such an understanding.
Hello, Didi. Yes, so I think the context is that in 2018, the Competition Act was amended with a clause 12 cap A3E, that specifically says, and I quote, the promotion of a greater spread of ownership, in particular to increase the levels of ownership by historically disadvantaged persons and workers in firms in the market. Now, this was one of the criteria that could be then taken into account by the Competition Commission as they adjudicate and consider mergers, just like employment and other matters would weigh on their consideration. So that's the context in which they have now made this decision.
Given that, you know, you've outlined some of the criteria from the Competition Commission, what does this say then on the part of Burger King? Was this, not Burger King, I beg your pardon, on the part of ECP, was it oversight?
No, I don't think it's oversight. I think this is quite new. It's also quite extraordinary that it has just been declined. We have started to see in the market how the Competition Commission starts to sort of make conditions and set criteria. For example, on the AB InBev Breweries merger, there were very specific criteria that set about how the ownership scheme must be treated. We also saw just a week ago in a merger between Fiercar Beer and Biercar Beer, certain entities in those groups, how one of the conditions was that some of those entities had to be empowered from an ownership perspective within a period of 2 years. So I don't think it's an oversight. I think the hard stance that has just been taken here comes as a surprise to all the practitioners in the market. I think that was quite unexpected.
A surprise, you say. Speaking to Mike Schussler last night, he's an economist. He mentioned that more room needs to be given to business to operate in the country in order to stimulate the economy. And he mentioned that it's not a popular opinion, but we need to reimagine BEE as a country. Your thoughts on that?
That is a prickly pear. I think from my perspective, it is very clear that inequality and not having access to the mainstream economy needs to be addressed. Mm. Now, how it should be addressed, that is a policy decision. And obviously, whether the current policies work, that is also the question. But it's very clear to me that under the current government and under the current ANC government of President Ramaphosa, it remains one of the priorities to ensure more inclusion for previously disadvantaged individuals and workers in the economy. And that is, you can see that this bill that was passed by Parliament in 2018, that is one of the things that they tried to ensure would happen.
The Commission says the proposed transaction has raised significant public interest concerns in that it has a substantial negative effect on the promotion of a greater spread of ownership, in particular the levels of ownership by historically disadvantaged persons and workers in firms in the market, as you've just mentioned. How then does ECP Africa move?
So, I just want to make one point, which is quite interesting. So GPR, who has sold out, as you mentioned, that 68% ownership, quite broad-based. GPR was an organization that was started with participants basically from Cape Town suburbs, the Cape Flats, etc. Now, the impact of this is that they cannot sell the asset without an impact. And certainly, even if ECP decides to include an ownership transaction, I would expect that they would be at GPI's door to discuss a further discount on the transaction, because these transactions have costs that are attached to them. And a purchaser, typically when they purchase an asset and when there's a liability or a cost that will be attached to that, that comes off the purchase price. So it's quite ironic that a broad-based BEE grouping now impacted by something which was put in place to ensure broad-based BEE previously disadvantaged participants. I must say, from the sidelines, I don't think that this is a great outcome, definitely not for GPI or their shareholders.
Is there room to appeal?
Yeah, so they can obviously appeal to the tribunal. They can also, I would guess, take a legal process. I don't know whether you saw that the Competition Commissioner was in Parliament today, fielding questions from Parliament on exactly this point and on this decision. And the point that was made there was, well, this is just legislation. You know, the ruling authority, which is the Commission here, has to implement it. If Parliament wants to change their legislation, then that's what they must do. Or alternatively, the parties can go to court to get a declarator on whether this is what this clause means. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. If I were the parties who are advising the parties to this transaction, I think to take it to the tribunal on appeal would definitely be the first point. But the second point would be to go to court and to just get legal interpretation of whether this is what this clause intended and whether this is not a draconian outcome.
Interesting. We'll be keeping a keen eye on developments where the story is concerned. Saria Hay, Head of Corporate Finance at Bravura, thank you very much for your time this evening and helping us make sense of all of that.